Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer-songwriter Neil Young released an autobiography last fall called Waging Heavy Peace. And if you're a fan, you probably read the heck out of it because there's a lot in there. The notoriously prickly musician's childhood, his early years in music, behind-the-scenes stuff from his famous tours of the 70s. But Neil Young also wrote about several modern-day passions, including his longtime quest to develop a super high-quality audio system called Pono. Elliot Van Buskirk of the digital music site Evolver.fm recently wrote about Pono and the uphill battle that it's facing. He joins me on the line. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, John. How's it going?
Good. So, in a nutshell, what is Pono?
Pono is, so Neil Young was walking behind some woman who was listening to we believe, an iPod. It had those white telltale earbuds. And apparently he had this revelation that, despite all of this talk about how people are listening to vinyl these days, most people's listening experience is fairly low fidelity. And we've gained, so much as music fans with the ability to download and stream music and take it around with us, sound quality is the one thing that seems not to have improved. And this is his passion with Pono, to try to fix this, which is going to take some doing.
Right. Now, it sounds like, a great idea. Music should sound better. And yet this has been the subject of some controversy. What would the other side of this debate be?
The other side of the debate is that if you have a very, a well-encoded MP3 or, anything from the major music services, it's going to sound pretty good. And for most people, the best way to get better sound quality is the same thing that it's always been, which is better headphones or better speakers. I mean, that's the biggest upgrade anyone can make. And so I guess part of this is that we have seen some nicer headphones catching on these days. People seem to be over the, trying to show off with that white earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Beats Electronics, Beats by Dre, whatever you call it, they have, shown what a lot of people said wasn't true to be true, which is that people will pay for good headphones. And so now the question is, well, will they pay for higher quality sound files? One indication that they might is that a lot of people do seem to appreciate the sound of vinyl these days. And when you go to a higher resolution digital file, the argument is that you're getting closer to that great analog sound.
All right. So after reading your article at Evolver.fm, I'm a little skeptical that Neil Young's Pono could ever really take off and really challenge iTunes, for example. And you write that it has two major obstacles to overcome. Let's talk about number one first. Where will the music come from?
This is a huge challenge. I started writing about this topic ages ago, and I talked to recording engineers, and they said, well, we usually keep a 24-bit master, and we don't need to get into what that means, but it's higher resolution, like mm-hmm. a higher resolution mm-hmm. photograph or something. Because when they add their effects and their reverb and they do all their mixing magic, it helps to do that at a higher resolution. So they apparently have those masters sitting around in a lot of cases. On the other hand, if you're trying to launch a music store these days, you need to have, 15 million songs at least in order to be taken seriously. And that's 15 million, at least 5 million recording engineers that have to dig up these files. And that just doesn't scale. And then in some cases, everything before 1985, when the CD came out, and that's a lot of very popular music that people still listen to.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, you have to go dig out the master tapes from some locker somewhere and spend a whole bunch of money in a whole day, pretty much, per album to convert those. Luckily for Neil Young, a lot of work has been done in the previously failed high-resolution music formats, DVD audio and Super Audio CD, and there's a company called HD Tracks that does high-res files too. So that's probably, you know, a few thousand of the most popular albums have already been done to that extent. So that's one place these will come from. But as you can tell, this is tough, tough work.
All right, so that's an obstacle, but perhaps not an insurmountable one, since, as you say, there have been abortive attempts at doing this in the past. Obstacle two, which seems simpler, also upon reading your article becomes the more thorny issue, which is how, assuming he gets enough material to put Pono into effect and, you know, give us these high quality audio files, how will people play them?
This is potentially a huge issue. The only way to play the Pono files with this great sound quality is going to be to use the device that Pono itself will sell. So they're going to have to create an entire ecosystem, a store and a player, and it's going to be, you know, not your iPhone, not your Android. And this is, you know, if there's one huge trend happening these last few years, it's that, you know, people don't carry around a dedicated audio player anymore. They use these great multifunctional devices that we have. And so for the foreseeable future, you're going to have to go buy this little, you know, the prototypes are yellow, but like an actual MP3 player again, just like we used to, you know, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for the casual music fan, that's a big investment when, you know, trying a new music service typically these days involves downloading a free app. Now you have to go back to spending, I don't know, at least $100, maybe $200 on this Pono device. And then for the extreme audiophiles, and, you know, I classify audiophiles as people who care about, you know, how much oxygen is in their copper cable from one stereo component to the next. I mean, people who condition their power as it comes out of the wall and goes into their amplifier, they're not going to want to switch to only using this. So, you know, they've sort of eliminated the very high end and the lower end of the market for this thing. And so the question is, how many people care a lot about sound quality, enough to buy something, you know, but not enough to go extremely serious and buy their own DA converters and stuff that would also obviate the need for Pono. So huge challenges for this thing, trying to find the music, trying to make it sound good, and then, you know, hoping that people will buy this player. Now, I did hear from one source that Neil Young and Pono might license this. And if we see, you know, a very nice Android phone, or dare I say, even an iPhone, that has this Pono decoder and special technology built into it, you know, I'd give that better chances.
Yeah. We're speaking with Elliot Van Buskirk, founder and editor of Evolver.fm. You mentioned there is a kind of prototype Pono device. Neil Young brought that on the set of The Late Show with David Letterman, right? That was the yellow thing, the little
sort
of iPhone-shaped box. The iPhone, the iPod, these were objects of desire. Is there any chance that a Pono player or a Pono app could become a similar object of desire?
Well, if it becomes that kind of status thing, you know, where in the beginning with the iPod, you know, those white earbuds, people are like, oh, that's somebody who's clued in. And now with the Beats headphones has that red cable that signifies like, yep, I know what's up with headphones. If it can somehow tap into that whole phenomenon, then it could work. But again, you know, for most people, the music we have today sounds great. And you just buy better headphones and that solves a lot of the problem for most people.
All right, well, Pono from Neil Young and friends has been in the works for a while. They'd originally targeted this year as the year to unveil it, but it seems likely it'll be still a work in progress for a while longer. Elliot Van Buskirk's article for Evolver.fm talking about the uphill battle that Neil Young and company are facing. You can find the article on our website, soundcheck.org. Elliot, great to speak with you again. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Sean. It was a pleasure.
King is gone, but he's not forgotten.